Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by this early Monday morning and I wanted to share a few words of encouragement with you. I was up early, had some things on my mind. But before we begin, I want to start with a song by Stephen McWhirter. I've been to hell and back. He's always been there. As I was listening to that song tonight, it made me start to really reflect and think about a lot of things in my own life. And especially this past week or so, a little over a week ago, I lost a very dear friend of mine. She'd been my friend, actually, just about probably about 3 or 4 years after I moved to Florida. It wasn't soon after that I met dear sweet Liz. And she walked through a lot of things with me. And if her family actually happens to listen to them, listen tonight or this morning, I offer my condolence to you. I met her through her daughter, Rachel. Praying for you, Rachel. I love you. I love your family. Praying for you all. I know one thing that Liz, she would always talk about the Lord. And when I first moved to Florida, many of you who has heard my podcast, you know, I was brought up in a Christian home. And sang with my mother and father in a gospel group. But a long life's journey, so many of us go through some really, really, really tough stuff. And when I moved here, I guess you could say I was still, you know, kind of angry at God. I'd lost my dad about 4 or 5 years previous, and I really didn't want to move to Florida, to be honest. And that's another long story. I'd always grew up in Tennessee. Never knew anywhere but Tennessee, right? Was leaving behind all my family, my precious mama. And I was, not too long before, lost my father. And but we moved here. And I met Liz. And we began to talk and share with each other. And we became really good friends. And there was one thing she would always say, God is so good, isn't he? You know, that we would meet, you know, like we did, you know, we'd met at a party her daughter was having, and she would make me laugh, and she said, God can put people together anywhere, can he? And I said, he sure can. And, just never think that someone comes into your life out of coincidence. I call those God incidences. And, she sure was a blessing. During the years she was here on this earth. And I remember when I started the Voice of Hope, I was talking to her about it, and she didn't live very far from me, just a few miles. And I used to stop by her house sometimes, call and say, can I stop by? And sure, honey, you can. She'd always say that, sure, honey. And I'd say, I won't be long. Well, of course, we would get together and we would have our long talks. And it's gonna be okay. And I would leave and find the strength to continue carrying on, you know. And when the summer before I started the Voice of Hope, it was another rough year, and that was a really rough summer. And actually, I was in bed a couple months of that whole summer, and she had sent me some things, and she never realized at the moment until I told her later on how much those meant to me during that time of my life. And she said, God knows. It was Him. You know, give Him the credit. And I said, well, thank you for taking your time out of the day. And I told her what I was going through in my body physically. And so after I had started the Voice of Hope a few years, and she would listen to it, and we would talk and about different stuff that was going on in our own lives, you know. And after I had probably a couple years, she called me one day and she said, when are you just going to come out and tell people really how you had the strength to get through all the stuff that you've been through? Why don't you just break loose and tell people, you know, is what she'd tell me. And I know what she was saying, because, you know, some things you keep private between close friends. And I was sharing with her what I was going through, and I just didn't know if I wanted to open up, you know, and share. And then she became very ill. It was in the springtime before I lost my mama. And it was quite some time before I seen her, because she was recovering and she almost died. And I said, when you get ready, I want you to come on the Voice of Hope and tell your story. She said, I will, honey. I will. And so we would talk about it. And remember the last time I seen her was probably right after Christmas last year, maybe the first week of January. And she came by my house after church. And it was just so amazing to see her. And God is so good like that, to bring people to your front door. That's happened to me at least 3 or 4 times in my life. I always call them miracles walking. A walking miracle. She's a walking miracle. And I gave her the biggest hug. And I was so glad to see her. And she had actually gained more weight than me. And I was like, wow, you look so good. And we talked for a little bit, and she was very supportive of the Voice of Hope. She was always encouraging me and said, I still want you to come on my show when you're ready. She said, I will, honey, I will. And before she left, I just kept hugging her and hugging her, and she said, keep doing that Voice of Hope. And I said, I am. And she said, you tell them who brought you through all the stuff you went through. And I said, I do. A lot of times, though, we're really afraid to, be open and share our testimony like the Lord really wants us to share it. And, when I moved here, I was very angry. I was like, oh, God, you really did a big mess up here. I take my father. And it took me some years, and I walked through healing from losing my father, because he was only 50, and I was in my 20s, and youngest brother, he was 18, and then I moved here, and illness hit me, and so many things. And, I had to resign from my job at that point. I was angry because I could not do the things that I wanted to do. And then a couple years after I recovered from all of the things I was going through with my health, I don't know if you could say I actually recovered from them then. I had a child who was very deep into addiction and was on the streets a lot. And I would stop by Liz's sometime and just talk to her, and we would pray. And, God always sends someone along the way when you're going through difficult struggles, no matter what they are. And don't ever be ashamed, to share with a friend. Be careful, though, who you share with. And I knew Liz was one of those friends I could share with, and she would pray with me. And I know God, put her in my life like he has so many, many of you out there that listens to my podcast today. And I appreciate every one of you. And just remember, no matter what you have went through, no matter what you may be walking through, just know that God's with you there through it all, no matter how rough it gets. Life's not easy for a lot of us. I'm just a simple country girl from Tennessee and went through some rough times, and as we all do in life, and got them the best I could. And so grateful that God would send me help along the way with beautiful friends. And if you're out there tonight and you're going through some struggles, just remember, he's there. He is so there. And I just wanted to share that with you tonight and just talk about Liz and how much of an angel and a blessing she was in my life. And if you have those friends out there who's like that, tell them. All of you out there who has been there, prayed with me, and walked with me through many things, thank you. I love you all. Never forget that. All my friends and family who have listened to me on days where I didn't feel like I'd make it another day. Thank you. So grateful that God gives me another moment to share with you out of the chapter of my life. And I hope through my journey that I can encourage you in some way. And remember, the chapter you're in, it's not going to last forever. But you got to walk through the healing. And it doesn't feel good. But there's purpose through all that you've went through and all that you're going through. So just hang on to the hem of his garment. Just hang on to the hem of his garment. Like that woman with the issue of blood. She was sick for so many years. She pressed through the crowd. And she just held on to the hem of his garment. He said, "Who touched me?" She said, "It was me." He felt the virtue leave his body and he said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Now go forth. Hold on to that faith tonight. He'll carry you through." And before I end tonight, I wanted to share a poem I wrote called "There's Purpose in Your Pain." As I opened up my journal to read it tonight, came across a card my dear precious mama had sent me. It's titled "Special Blessings." It was a card of encouragement. It has a scripture, James 4:8. "When you draw close to God with your faith, with your prayers, with your heart, God will draw close to you with his protection and his guidance and with his love." So true, right? And on the inside of the card says, "Listen for his voice. Rest in his love. And know all is well in his hands. Love you, Mama." Let that encourage you. I call those roses in the moment. A lot of times when we're wanting to share something, or I know at least me, and I go and I find it, I find those little roses in the moment. It's like God saying, "I got you. Hang on. I got you." So the poem I wanted to share with you, I wrote last year. There's purpose in your pain. As years roll by, many secrets never told. You see, now it's time to stand up and be bold. It's time to heal. Past the guilt, the shame, and grief. It's in healing those wounds is where you will find peace. Days of fear may still appear. "Now I look to God," he says. "Keep walking, my dear." Each wound and scar tells a story of God's amazing grace and glory. Though the years may have seemed unbearable at times, God knew I would need to make this climb. Days of loneliness seemed never ending. God knew someday this would carry me to a new beginning. God is bringing me to new heights with his beautiful guiding light. All those years I've traveled through the rain, that's where I realized there's purpose in your pain. And there is so much purpose in all the pain and everything that you've went through in your life. Let God walk you through that healing of whatever you may be going through. And as I end the podcast tonight, I want to pray for you. Anyone out there listening, this is for you all. I want to say a special prayer to the Huffman family. Heavenly Father, I just come to you tonight. I uplift my dear, precious friend, Liz Huffman's family. Lord, you know the grief they're going through. Lord, anyone out there who's going through some deep struggles, maybe they've lost a loved one, maybe they're battling addiction, maybe they're just going through some horrific circumstances. Lord, I ask that you would just wrap your loving arms around them tonight. Lord, just let that peace of your love envelop them right now, Lord. Let them know that you are there carrying them, God, through this season in their life. And that you're the almighty healer. Lord, let them feel you walking by their side in this moment and every moment forward. In Jesus' name. And as I end the podcast tonight, or today, or whenever you're listening, I want to leave another song with you by Stephen McWhitter, Rapha.
God, Jehovah, Jehovah Rapha,
And if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at, in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope. Spread some love. This world needs it now, more than ever. Join me back here on the next episode of The Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless. See you next time.